Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Amber Talbot, director of Pausanmore Animal Shelter, speaking about a low-cost spay and neuter program in Washington.
The surgery is dangerous or painful is something that a lot of people feel. And in fact, that spaying and neutering surgeries are most common surgeries performed by veterinarians and also very safe. During surgeries, dogs and cats are fully anesthetized. They feel no pain. While your pet will feel discomfort after surgery, that will disappear in just a few days. All pets receiving surgery at the Iowa Humane Alliance Clinic are given an injection to help control post-surgical pain. And dogs and cats take home oral pain medication. Most animals are awake, alert, and walking around and eating within a few hours of surgeries. And complications are not common. And this is one thing that we're excited to also talk about. With post-op care, a lot of people may wonder, well, if I have my animal spayed or neutered in Cedar Rapids and I have a complication or question after I have my pet back home with me, who do I call or how do I have that animal examined? And recently also at the Town and Country Vet Clinic, Dr. Wendy Miller is going to be a partnership in this program as well, that you will receive this information once you pick your animal up after surgery, but you will be able to have your animal examined for free if you have any concerns about the surgery at the Town and Country Vet Clinic as well. So any post-op care can be done here locally, so that relieves a lot of concerns for people as well.
So if people then take their pet to Pausanmore in the morning, will they be able to pick their pet up later that day or the following day?
Yep, it'll be the same day. And one thing with this program is it is pretty early in the morning. It's usually by 6 or 6:30 a.m. the animal would need to be dropped off at the shelter. And then usually by 6 or 6:30 p.m. The animals are back at the shelter for pickup.
And is this available just to people in the city of Washington?
This is available to everybody in our area, even anybody in Mount Pleasant or Fairfield, whoever can get their pet to Pausanmore. And that is efficient for them. Anybody is able to go to this clinic. And if you have friends or family that are in the Cedar Rapids area or that have no issue transporting themselves to go to the clinic, then that's perfectly fine as well. They're serving all of eastern Iowa. So the more people that know about this, the better, and have the ability to get there.
Great. And the city of Washington has a way you can donate to Pausanmore monthly. Can you explain this?
Yes. And we've talked about this in the past, but what's exciting this year is that we have updated the water bill donation. So if you live in the city of Washington on your water bill, you are now able to donate $1 or $2 or even $5 to Pausanmore that will automatically come off of your water bill.
And do you see quite a bit of help from these donations?
We have, yes. And one thing that we do need help reminding people is if you do move, your water bill sign up does not follow you. So we've seen it fluctuates kind of monthly and annually. It kind of goes up and down. So we definitely would like to see it continuing to grow. And I think a lot of that is people that are relocating or moving forget that maybe it goes that way. But yes, we do. It's a tremendous support and we hope to see it grow.
And another thing that Pausanmore has been doing is adoptions through Iowa City and Cedar Rapids Petcos. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes, this is a continuing program that has been so successful. And since 2010, we've had our satellite locations that are six cages that hold six cats at the Marion and Coraville Petcos. And since then, we have actually done over 460 adoptions now through the Petco stores. So it has been wonderful increasing our adoption rate and moving those kitties out of the shelter. So it's wonderful.
Great. And if people are interested in adopting an animal or maybe volunteering with Pausanmore, how should they contact the shelter?
You can email us at shedesigns@iowatelecom.net, or you can call the shelter at 319-653-6713. And the best way to support the shelter is definitely by volunteering, adopting, and donating. You know, and you can donate at any capacity, whether that's your time, a monetary gift, or, you know, old towels that you find in your closet. You know, all of those items and ways are such a wonderful help, and we appreciate it so much. One thing I do want to mention, this week at Hy-Vee, they are doing their Pet Week that runs through the 27th. Those donations will come to the shelter as well. So by shopping at Hy-Vee, you can also donate pretty easily to the shelter. So that's a good way to help us too.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amber Talbot, director of Pausanmore Animal Shelter in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.